to Florida now, where a new mailing from the Republican National Committee and the McCain campaign has voters scratching their heads and Democrats crying foul. At the very least, they say, the mailing is meant to cause confusion in this important battleground state. But Republicans insist Democrats are making much ado about nothing. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Marilyn DeMauro of Naples, Florida, is a lifelong Democrat, so she was surprised to get a letter from Republican presidential contender John McCain.
And I thought, well, that's strange because I'm a Democrat. And when I opened the envelope, it was a card that said that I was listed as a Republican with my registration number. So I immediately got my Democratic card, and the registration number was not the same.
She thought the mailing, labeled Party Affiliation Voter Registration Card, was a little fishy, especially when she found out that two of her Democratic friends had received it, but a Republican friend had not.
So I just felt that there was some diabolical reason for doing this mailing. Why would you spend the money?
That's what Jim Reynolds, another lifelong Democrat in Naples, wants to know. He happens to be a former U.S. attorney from Iowa and says he's filed a mail fraud complaint with the Postal Service. Reynolds thinks that Republicans are trying to confuse Democratic voters into thinking there's a problem with their registrations.
They're just doing everything to try to suppress a certain segment that they feel are not going to be favorable to them.
And indeed, Florida election officials have reported dozens of worried calls from voters. A copy of the mailing obtained by NPR shows that it includes an official-looking card listing the recipient's name, address, congressional district, party affiliation, and something called a voter ID number. In an attached letter, McCain asks recipients to update the enclosed card and to contribute to his campaign. Florida Democrats initially charged that the letters were directed at elderly voters. But when Jim Reynolds borrowed a phone at an office in Collier County to call me, he found a younger worker there had also received the letter.
She's sitting right here, yeah. Would you want to talk to her? Hang on.
Hello?
Gloria Hernandez says she thought there was a mistake with her registration when she got the mail.
I just come in with my family, and I says, look, I received a letter, you know, that they say, you know, that I'm Republican. And my kid said, are you, Mom? And I say, of course, no.
The McCain campaign referred questions about the mailing to the Republican National Committee, where spokeswoman Amber Wilkerson says it was a routine fundraiser, similar to ones used in the past, and that it was intended for Republicans.
In the event that it was sent to Democrats, we correct our internal file to ensure that that doesn't happen in the future.
She says the uproar over the mailing is political, part of a national Democratic strategy to undermine confidence in Republicans.
This is a desperate attempt to try to confuse voters who are hearing John McCain's message and haven't necessarily connected with Barack Obama thus far.
But most of the confusion so far does seem to be coming from the RNC mailing. Jerry Holland, the Republican supervisor of elections in Duval County, received so many calls from worried voters that he released a statement last week assuring them that only a voter can change his or her own registration.
Whoever designed the piece obviously created something knowingly or unknowingly confusing to some voters because obviously they were concerned that maybe someone had changed their party.
This all comes as both parties mount major legal campaigns to protect against what they see as voter procedures that could hurt them in November. Democrats this week filed a lawsuit to stop Michigan Republicans from challenging voters at the polls using home foreclosure lists, something Republicans insist they don't intend to do. In Ohio, Republicans are challenging an absentee voting rule that they say will hurt McCain. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.